Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The Keystone Pipeline leak is still affecting Washington County. We've got more from Roxanne Stewart.
Cleanup of a leak in the Keystone Pipeline about 20 miles south of the Nebraska border. The December 8th leak spilled some 14,000 barrels of oil into the Mill Creek area, with nearly 730,000 gallons of oil and water recovered so far. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is working with TC Energy and federal, state, and private partners to identify wildlife in the affected area and how they have been impacted.
And the most successful football season for the University of Kansas since 2008 came to a close Wednesday night in a 55-53 triple overtime thriller to Arkansas in the Liberty Bowl. A 25-point comeback forced overtime, but Arkansas would ultimately come away with a two-point win. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Mandy Fick with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The guided first day hike is part of a program sponsored by America's State Parks, and the first day hikes offer individuals and families an opportunity to begin the new year connecting with the outdoors by taking a healthy hike on New Year's Day at a state park. First day hikes offer a great way to get outside, exercise, enjoy nature, and welcome the new year with friends and family. And there are hundreds of scheduled first day hikes across the United States, including Prairie Dog State Park on Sunday, January 1st, 2023, at 10 a.m. at the Steve Mathis Nature Trail, and hikers will meet at the trailhead. Hikers are told to bring appropriate clothing and shoes and water. The trail is easy in difficulty and 1.4 miles in length. The first 1,000 feet of the nature trail is paved concrete, and the remaining 6,300 feet of trail is gravel. And along the trail, there will be a story walk book as well as a few wildlife information signs. The hike is pet friendly, however, they must be on a leash. For updated information, you can check the park's Facebook page, Prairie Dog State Park, or call Prairie Dog State Park at 785-877-2953. For more information about the First Day Hike program and other hikes around the United States, you can go to stateparks.org. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started a project to replace three bridges along US 24 in western Graham County. The bridges are located approximately 7.5, 9, and 13.5 miles west of Hill City. Initial work will consist of constructing shoe-fly detours around each of the bridges. Impacts to traffic are not expected during this phase. However, drivers should remain alert when traveling through the construction zones. Upon completion of the detours, traffic will be routed around the bridges with a reduced speed limit while the reconstruction work takes place. KDOT expects the replacements to be completed in August 2023, weather permitting. Kansas game wardens are warning the public to be aware of the prevalence of coyotes where you work and live, saying that due to extreme drought, the animals are coming into towns more looking for water and food. Wardens said if you didn't spot a coyote in your neighborhood, keep calm as most coyotes avoid people. Seeing a coyote out during the day is not a cause for alarm because most times they are moving to a new area or looking for a place to rest, and coyotes are usually fearful of people. If a coyote displays no fear of people, he's probably been fed, so do not approach them. You can reinstill its fear by raising your arms and yelling to drive them away, which is called hazing. And unlike trapping, which sometimes catches pets or other wildlife, but rarely the coyotes you are causing the problems, the Kansas game wardens advise that hazing works. They say that coyotes may mistake small, unattended pets as prey or attack large dogs they view as threats to territory or dens. So, to keep your animals safe, they suggest two simple steps you can take that include: watch your pets, keep cats indoors, and never leave small dogs outside unsupervised or let any dog out of your yard off a leash, and secure food and water sources for both domestic animals and wildlife. Feed and water your pets indoors and keep garbage secure and picked up. If coyotes come in your area or pose a threat, you should contact the nearest Kansas Wildlife and Parks office. I'll be back with more of your news in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Low Income Energy Assistance Program, LIEAP, implemented in the state by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, DCF, allows peace of mind and financial assistance to families struggling to pay their heating bills during the cold winter months. DCF Secretary Laura Howard said, LIEAP has helped our Kansas communities stay warm for many years. It is an important and valued support program provided to families during cold Kansas winters. To receive assistance, applicants must apply on the DCF website, www.dcf.ks.gov, by clicking Apply for Services, or in person, and be eligible according to the qualifications. The applications are available beginning January 3, 2023, and must be received by 5 p.m. March 31, 2023. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for heating costs of the home. Applicants must be able to prove a recent history of payments on the energy bill within the past 3 months, along with being at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The one-time assistance payment is determined by household income, number of persons living at the address, type of dwelling, and type of heating fuel. Funding for LIEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Community Service, through the Federal Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Governor Laura Kelly signed Executive Order No. 22-10, which bans the use of the social media platform TikTok on all state-owned devices for Kansas executive branch agencies, boards, and commissions, and their respective employees, and prohibits access on the state network. This order is in response to the national security and privacy risks posed by TikTok, whose parent company is a Chinese-owned company subject to Chinese government requests for data, technology, and other intellectual property. Governor Laura Kelly stated, "Today I am taking common sense steps to protect Kansans' privacy and security. TikTok mines users' data and potentially makes it available to the Chinese Communist Party, a threat recognized by a growing group of bipartisan leaders across the United States. The order is in response to recent warnings from both the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Federal Communications Commission that user data from the social media platform TikTok is potentially being shared with the Chinese government, posing both a national and cybersecurity threat. Kansas joins other states in the United States and the federal government in implementing security policies related to TikTok. In addition to state action, Congress recently enacted a TikTok ban on all federal devices due to potential security concerns. Funeral services for Wayne Belden, 82, of Norton, will be held on Friday, December 30th, 2022 at 10:30 a.m. at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Wayne Belden Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home at 215 West Main Street in Norton, Kansas. Condolences may be left at www.plummergobber.com. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Call 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs. The Norton County Commission is currently seeking names of individuals that would be interested in serving on the Norton County Hospital Board of Directors. Names must be submitted to the Norton County Clerk's Office no later than December 30th, 2022. This appointment will be a four-year term. Names can be submitted in writing to Norton County Clerk, P.O. Box 70, Norton, Kansas 67654, or by calling 785-877-5710 and submitting your name for consideration.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't your money work hard for you? It can at Solutions North Bank. For a limited time only, Solutions North Bank is offering a 15-month CD special. With a minimum deposit of $1,000, earn 3.38% APY on the first 15 months. Some restrictions apply. Come into Solutions North Bank today and get your money working for you. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Farmers will need to feed an estimated 9.8 billion people worldwide by 2050. To help with that effort, Oregon State University researchers are trying to expand the use of robotics in agriculture. Joe Davidson, assistant professor of robotics, says nearly half of all fruit is harvested by humans because robots don't operate efficiently in unstructured environments.
Not only is the color right, is it ready to be picked, but oftentimes fruit are clustered and they may be hidden behind other vegetation, or they may be growing in clusters where maybe you have multiple apples, for example, in a small zone where one's hidden behind the other.
Davidson believes robots are necessary to close the labor gaps on farms. But even once robots learn to pick fruit and all the nuance that comes with it, he says he doesn't think they'll be used everywhere.
Not all orchards look the same. And so right now, the robotic systems that are being developed and evaluated, they really only work on one type of orchard system, and that's high density.
While Davidson expects robots will eventually pick some acreage within the next 5 years, he points out that most acreage is still going to be harvested by seasonal workers. USDA is forecasting an agricultural trade deficit in 2023. While deficits have happened in the past, the agency has never forecasted one in advance until this year. The agency says ag exports are projected to reach $190 billion next year, but imports are projected to rise to $199 billion. Seth Meyer, chief economist with USDA, says an ag trade deficit isn't a major cause for concern. Ag exports are forecast to set another record during the fiscal year of 2022 at $196.4 billion. If realized, the number would top the previous record of $177 billion in 2021. This has been a check of Farm News. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Our Central Plains weather pattern looks generally fair through the holiday weekend, but we will have some lingering precipitation for a while this afternoon in northwestern Kansas as a cold front makes its way across our state. It's not an Arctic air mass, so we're not expecting very cold temperatures, but we will be back to near average daytime highs tomorrow through New Year's Day. In the meantime, a winter weather advisory is up for our northwestern counties. Snow was expected over this area last night and into early today, but it looks like it'll hang around through mid-afternoon. Scattered snow showers and slick road conditions in the northwest. The rest of our state stays dry. On the map, a cold front is entering southeast and south-central Kansas with a low exiting to our northeast. Partly cloudy for most of our state, but more clouds in the western counties and a few more of those snow showers, but they should wrap up shortly. For this evening, some lingering cloud cover, but clearing up after midnight. Looking at Friday, high pressure will cover the central plains with a weak low over the panhandle and cooler air moving into our state. Sunday to partly cloudy and a little bit breezy. Afternoon highs will be in the 40s statewide. Generally fair weather expected for Saturday and New Year's Day, except for some occasional cloud cover, but precipitation chances will stay low. Afternoon highs in the 40s and 50s. Our next storm system will arrive late Sunday night into early Monday. This afternoon's highs in the northwest, mid to upper 30s with mid to upper teens overnight. Low to mid 40s north central and tonight's lows in the low to mid 20s. For the northeast counties, mid to upper 50s and mid to upper 20s overnight. Low to mid 40s southwest, upper teens to low 20s for the overnight lows. South central, we're in the upper 40s to mid 50s with mid to upper 20s overnight. Around 60 in the southeast counties and upper 20s to low 30s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest has been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240,
178.87, and September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyBet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780¾. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620¾. March up 10¾. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture. It feels like-